About 1 million U.S. military personnel and civilian medical workers are to be vaccinated against smallpox under a plan due to be announced in the coming days. U.S. officials tell NPR that President Bush has approved a vaccination proposal from the Pentagon and other federal agencies. No decision has been made on the question of a broader vaccination program for the general population. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
25 years ago, smallpox was said to be wiped out worldwide. It's been 30 years since smallpox vaccinations were routinely given in the United States. But U.S. intelligence experts believe Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq has samples of the smallpox virus and could use them in biological weapons. U.S. officials also fear a terrorist attack involving smallpox in the U.S. homeland. Smallpox agents would be a powerful tool in a terrorist arsenal. The virus kills 30% of its victims, it's highly contagious, and there is no known treatment. To counter the smallpox threat, President Bush has decided to begin a fairly large-scale vaccination program, according to administration officials. In the first phase, an official says, about 1 million doses would be administered, half to military personnel and half to civilian workers. A U.S. official says President Bush has approved the plan, but no decision has been made on how or when to announce the vaccination program. That issue is due to be considered at the White House on Monday, and an announcement could come as early as midweek, according to the official. The public explanation is considered important because Americans will be waiting to hear the White House thinking on the likelihood of a bioweapons attack, the relative risks and benefits of smallpox vaccinations, and whether the general population at some point should be vaccinated or revaccinated. A smallpox shot does carry a small risk of potentially life-threatening complications. The military personnel due to be inoculated include frontline troops who could face biological weapons in the event of a war in Iraq. Troops with Homeland Security responsibilities could also receive the vaccine. Most of the 1.4 million men and women in the active duty military were born after routine smallpox vaccinations were halted in 1972, so they'd be getting the vaccine for the first time. The plan for inoculating military personnel was drawn up at the Pentagon and presented at the White House earlier this month by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, according to Pentagon officials. Rumsfeld is said to have argued vigorously that the smallpox vaccinations are necessary as part of preparations for military action in Iraq. The first phase of vaccinations will also include about 500,000 civilian emergency workers who would be among the first to deal with a bioweapons attack in the United States. State health officials have told NPR that they expect at least this portion of the vaccination program to begin before Christmas. Federal officials say they have plenty of vaccine available to handle this first phase, but 1 million smallpox vaccinations amount to an ambitious effort, especially if they are to be done quickly. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops have already received a 6-shot sequence to protect against anthrax. That program resumed last month after having been halted earlier. A few military personnel refused those shots. Defense officials don't anticipate much resistance in the military to the smallpox vaccinations. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.